Now, in addition to discussing everything available to view in our virtual screening room, each week we also like to discuss some other ideas for films you can view at home. This week, we're choosing to discuss the legacy of the famed Italian film composer Ennio Morricone, who passed away this week at the age of 91. That was, of course, Morricone's composition, Ecstasy of Gold, from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which typifies Morricone's extensive work in the spaghetti western genre, a genre with which he's pretty much synonymous. His music for the films of Sergio Leone, Sergio Corbucci, among others, instantly signifies that era of filmmaking, that style of films. And is used to this day to signify such, whether as an homage or a parody. It just takes a few bars of the familiar Morricone music to convey the idea of everything bound up in the spaghetti western. But Morricone was prolific to an unimaginable extent, with over 500 credited feature film scores. And he worked across a wide variety of genres way beyond spaghetti westerns, including comedies, historical epics, horror films, and thrillers.
And as you mentioned, Todd, Morricone is the author of so many iconic soundtracks. And you mentioned specifically, he's usually associated with Sergio Leone and the spaghetti western, and rightfully so. But I also want to mention his work in another iconic Italian genre, which, like the spaghetti western, has a very distinctly Italian identity and is both influenced and borrowed from its American counterparts. And that would be the stylish Italian crime and horror thrillers known as gialli or giallo. So here's a quick sample of Morricone's giallo work. And bear in mind that this is just 4 years after the clip that we heard at the top of the segment. So that was Corsa sui tetti, or Rooftop Chase, roughly translated, from Dario Argento's 1970 giallo classic, The Bird with the Crystal Plumage, in which there is actually no rooftop chase, but it's still a great track and it is used for a chase scene. And I'm sure many of you know that the giallo film has its origins in the 1960s and is a genre named after the cheap paperback mystery novels with yellow covers, or giallo being Italian for yellow, that were popular in Italy from the 1930s onwards. It is quite literally pulp fiction. And Morricone's most influential work in this genre came in the early 1970s during the golden era of giallo, when he was churning out 10 plus scores a year for the likes of Italian cinema pioneers like Dario Argento, Lucio Fulci, and even the giallo godfather himself, Mario Bava, for whom he did the soundtrack for the 1967 Danger Diabolic. Not a giallo, but a great soundtrack nevertheless. And you can hear in the clip we played, his collaboration with the masters of this genre resulted in this kind of off-kilter, dissonant, gothy, jazzy, synthy, rock and pop infused avant-garde musical style. Have I said enough adjectives there? And it's been appropriated and reappropriated by countless genre filmmakers since. You have to think that without Morricone, there probably wouldn't be Goblin, and there might not be a Suspiria soundtrack. And there may not even be a John Carpenter. Speaking of which, Morricone also famously composed the soundtrack for John Carpenter's 1982 film, The Thing. And Carpenter was apparently a massive fan of Morricone's work. He got married to Morricone's music. Literally, he walked down the aisle to his score for Once Upon a Time in the West. And I have to think that he had in mind his work on these giallo films when he approached him about scoring The Thing. A few high points to mention in the giallo score genre. In particular, Morricone's work on Dario Argento's Animal Trilogy, which includes The Bird with the Crystal Plumage from 1970, which we just heard a clip from, The Cat of Nine Tails from 1971, and Four Flies on Grey Velvet, somehow also from 1971. He also worked on Lucio Fulci's classic giallo, A Lizard in a Woman's Skin from 1971, and also on a film called Spasmo from 1974, directed by cult Italian director Umberto Lenzi, who is famed for being the director of the first ever Italian cannibal film, Man from the Deep River from 1972. And that proves that a film doesn't necessarily have to be a masterpiece for it to have a masterful soundtrack. Speaking of films that don't have to be masterpieces to be enjoyed, I was also interested to learn that Morricone scored Richard Fleischer's cult 1985 fantasy film, Red Sonja, a favorite of mine as a kid for some reason, which currently has a whopping 15% on Rotten Tomatoes. And he also scored the 1977 Jaws-inspired killer whale revenge saga, Orca, which I haven't seen, but I probably think I should now I know he did the score. So yeah, there's a lot to look at in the giallo and genre arena for Morricone. So lots to check out.
Yeah, that's a relatively big blind spot for me. I've seen maybe a few of those movies, but a lot of stuff that I'd love to watch and listen for, of course, for the scores. But I think going a little beyond his work directly, I know for me, I have a very personal connection to his music, not only in the films he scored, but people using it outside of the films. So we talked about the Dollars trilogy early on. And of course, that was my introduction to Morricone's work, seeing The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with my dad as a kid. But more importantly for me was seeing the Mars Volta about five or six times when I was in high school. Still one of my favorite bands, the prog rock group that formed from the ashes of At the Drive-In. They used to come out to A Fistful of Dollars to the theme from that movie. And just hearing the beginning notes, the opening notes for that, you knew that the show was about to start. And that's, you know, how I most strongly associate with Morricone, even beyond his amazing film scores.
Yeah, and if we're talking about musicians using Morricone's work, I'll also mention that he had quite a few notable pop music collaborations in addition to his film work. He composed for the Italian pop star Mina, a song that was actually sung in French by Francois Hardy. He composed for the Pet Shop Boys, Gerard Depardieu, Sarah Brightman, Andrea Bocelli, and even Celine Dion. And of course, he also collaborated with Joan Baez on the score for Sacco and Vanzetti from 1971.
And on top of all those interesting collaborations, going beyond the work he did directly again, just into the hip-hop world, he's been sampled quite a bit. And I just wanted to highlight a few instances of some of his more popular films being sampled. Jay-Z on the Blueprint 2, on the title track for that album, samples Ecstasy of Gold very prominently. And Flying Lotus has a track called Turtles, in which he uses a bird with the crystal plumage to great effect. Jurassic 5 use a song from A Lizard in a Woman's Skin and sample that on their song Remember His Name from the album Power in Numbers. And finally, Madlib, another great producer, on his album Beat Conducta, volumes 3 and 4 in India, samples from Elio Petri's Investigation of a Citizen Above Suspicion for the song Duel. And there are many more, including some from some lesser known films. But if you want to listen to those tracks and maybe a few others that have been sampled, we'll have a link to a Spotify playlist in our show notes.
And Morricone's scores for feature films, the music has also reappeared in other films, soundtrack selections from the earlier films and repurposed them in the new soundtracks. Most famously and most often across multiple Quentin Tarantino films. Morricone was honored with an honorary Oscar back in 2007. And it was one of those instances where, much to the surprise of everyone who was involved in presenting him with an honorary Oscar, a few years later, he was awarded an actual Oscar for a new score. In that case, it was the score that he did for The Hateful Eight by Quentin Tarantino, which to date is the only Tarantino film to use an original score as opposed to a mix and match of selections on the soundtrack. And speaking of mixing and matching, one of my most treasured collections of Ennio Morricone music is a 2005 compilation called Crime and Dissonance, which came out on the label Ipecac, which was founded and run by Mike Patton. Mike Patton, probably best known to people for his time as the frontman for the rock group Faith No More. And Patton is himself now a soundtrack composer, a feature film composer. And his music can be heard on The Place Beyond the Pines from 2012, terrific movie, and also a really good Italian film from 2010 called The Solitude of Prime Numbers. And no surprise, Patton's own music for films definitely is influenced by the work of Morricone. And the compilation, Crime and Dissonance, that he put out was done in collaboration with a guy named Alan Bishop. Some of you may be familiar with Bishop's band, the Sun City Girls, an indie experimental psychedelic rock band, very much a band with a cult following. So the selection sequencing on Crime and Dissonance were done by Alan Bishop. And this focuses specifically on Morricone's lesser known work. So no Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, no Once Upon a Time in America here. And specifically from the late 60s to the early 80s. So very heavy with the 70s era stuff. And that means Morricone's work for horror films, giallo, various crime, mafia films, including multiple selections from Dario Argento's The Bird with the Crystal Plumage. So it's a lot of groovy, very evocative sounds from this period. A lot of deep bass lines and his signature use of wordless voices. Lots of la-la-las and musical ooing and ah-ing. Highly recommend seeking it out. It pulls together a lot of obscure Morricone music from very obscure films that you're not going to track down very easily. So thanks to Mike Patton and Alan Bishop for pulling that all together in one double LP.
It is a really great compilation, Todd. Thank you for introducing it to me. I'm very grateful, particularly if you're interested in some of the giallo work that I mentioned earlier. It's hard between the giallo scores and the epic operatic spaghetti western scores to kind of have a favorite. But I did want to mention a few other scores that I think are quite brilliant. Morricone worked frequently with Pier Paolo Pasolini, for example. He did 7 scores for him, and 2 I really like are The Hawks and the Sparrows from 1966, which includes a title song sung by Italian legend Domenico Modugno, and Teorema from 1968, which has some very interesting tracks on it with a kind of yay yay surf rock psych vibe, if that's a thing. Some that are reminiscent of his giallo work, and there's even one track that wouldn't be out of place in a western, so it's a very varied soundtrack. I'll also mention Morricone's work with Elio Petri, who Ben mentioned a little bit earlier, and for whom Morricone did 6 scores, including 1970s Oscar-winning Investigation of a Citizen Above Suspicion, which is a fantastic fantastic score. And one last Giallo soundtrack that I'll just squeeze in there, 1971's Forbidden Photos of a Lady Above Suspicion, directed by Luciani Ercole from 1971. And this is a Giallo, but it has much more of a loungy bossa nova style than some of the other soundtracks we talked about. So yeah, I've gone all Italian with my picks there, but you can't really go wrong with any of our picks. So I just say dive in wherever you are most interested, and I'm sure you'll find something that you love.
And for some of my favorites, I'll just shout out some pretty different films to what Abby just mentioned, but I'm a fan of the big operatic epic films and his scores to them, Bertolucci's 1900, The Mission, Days of Heaven. All come to mind. And of course, Battle of Algiers, which he did in the same time that the Dollars Trilogy was happening. Another great score. And to mention yet another Pasolini film, I always think it's interesting that he did the score to the film Salo, which I was introduced to in college. And that's one that you think of the visuals more than the music. And once you see it, you really don't forget it. But yeah, interesting to note that he also worked on films like that.
And then for my part, I love the groovy Giallo stuff. That's what I choose to listen to the most on my own. And again, mainly on that wonderful Crime and Dissonance compilation. But that's music for films that I typically haven't seen. Among the better known films and the best films, the choices I would cite would be probably at the very top, Once Upon a Time in the West, which of course features the iconic Man with Harmonica track. It's maybe not as well known as the Dollars trilogy, but as far as I'm concerned, it's even better of a Sergio Leone film. Highly recommend. Once Upon a Time in America, which I mentioned briefly a moment ago, outstanding film. Once the director's cut was put back together again, outstanding work from Morricone in terms of the music. And then I just want to co-sign too that Ben had mentioned, because they're big favorites of mine. Bernardo Bertolucci's 1900, not an easy film to see, and another one that you have to seek out the director's cut, but an incredibly ambitious epic and one that I'm really looking forward to seeing again. It's been a long time since I've seen it. And then, of course, Terrence Malick's Days of Heaven.
And there's actually a new documentary about Morricone slated to come out in Italy later this year. A possible pick for the Venice Film Festival, maybe. And it's directed by filmmaker Giuseppe Tornatore, who worked with Morricone, I think, on at least 11 films, including Cinema Paradiso from 1988, which is possibly one of Morricone's most beloved scores. So we'll be looking out for that documentary later this year, early next year, hopefully.
Yeah, can't wait. And as the three of us have been discussing Morricone the last few days, and going back and listening to music and checking out some clips online, boy, we're really ready to see that documentary now. So super looking forward to that. So consider checking out any one of these great films and or listening to Morricone's music this week as a tribute to the great man and his work. And as we close out the programmer's picks section this week, enjoy one more clip from Morricone. This is the love theme from Cinema Paradiso. That wraps it up for this week's edition of Silver Streams. Thank you for listening. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we hope you see something that you love this week.
Bye, everyone. Have a great weekend and happy